Bringing the community together.
Culture Vulture.
We have seven candidates from Stepney All Saints School who have applied to be Tower Hamlets Youth Mayor.
Tower Hamlets Young Mayor. London Borough of Tower Hamlets recognise the value of involving young people in decisions that affect them. All young people who live, work or study in Tower Hamlets can apply to be a part of the Youth Council. Young Mayor Programme and No Place for Hate. Who can stand as a young mayor? All 13 to 17-year-olds who live, work and study in Tower Hamlets are eligible to stand as young mayor. The young mayor election will take place during October. Voting is now closed. We have many candidates from Stepney All Saints. I hope one of them wins. Good luck.
Golden opportunities.
Stepney All Saints students have been enjoying opportunities out and around London. The Harry Potter trip was a rewards trip for year 8 to 9 students. That said, it was a fantastic rewards trip and the gift shop was fun and the prices were wild.
Performing Arts Department took 40 Year 9 students to the Globe Theatre to see A Midsummer's Night Dream. It was a fantastic trip led by Miss Krisiloff. Not only were the children thoroughly entertained by the comedic interpretation of the show from bubbles to piñatas, they also got to marvel at St. Paul's, Tower Bridge, the Shard and other London sites. Our first trip out to London Theatre since the pandemic.
Congratulations to all the Year 9 students who represented Stepney All Saints School in an impeccable manner. The Performing Arts Department are looking forward to more theatre trips soon.
Movies.
As the cold wintry nights draw closer, you might find yourself thinking about what to watch at home. And after the 18 months of delay because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's been some real movies coming out. Here's a list of all the films you could be watching out of this autumn and winter. Ron's Gone Wrong. Ron lives in a world where robots and kids are best friends, but his robot BFF is malfunctioning, which leads to him learning new and important lessons about friendship.
Ghostbusters Afterlife. Ghostbusters is back, 37 years after the original. The fourth movie in its series is finally here. The film synopsis reads, when a single mom and her two kids arrive in a small town, they begin to discover their connection to the original Ghostbusters and the secret legacy their grandfather left behind. Sounds pretty interesting to us.
Spider-Man No Way Home. Undoubtedly one of the most anticipated films of the year, Tom Holland returns for the third time as the web-slinger extraordinaire Spider-Man.
Golden opportunities.
On Monday, 18th October, the Grand Union Orchestra performed at Stepney All Saints for the Year 8. The unique Grand Union Youth Orchestra performed world music and jazz to explore the world's major musical cultures. They have free half-term workshops. See Mr. Holder for more details.
Reading for pleasure.
The book that I am reading at the moment is called Codename Bananas, written by David Walliams. This book is a whiz-bang, epic action-adventure for all the family. 1940, Britain is at war with Germany as bombs rain down from the city. Orphan boy Eric forms an extraordinary friendship with a remarkable gorilla, Gertrude. Eric spends his day at the place that makes him most happy, London Zoo. But when the zoo is no longer safe, Eric must go on an epic adventure to rescue Gertrude. Together with his uncle Sid, a keeper at the zoo, the three go on a run. But while hiding out at the seaside, they uncover a top secret plot, escape the clutches of evil villains, and in the end, they save the day.
Music Meister.
This drumbeat was composed by Abdi Rahman in 7.2.
This is an arrangement by Bulahan in 8.1.
up, Stepney All Saints.
Let's hear about Black History Month.
Marsha P. Johnson was a gender non-conforming drag queen and an activist for gay liberation and rights. She was one of the most prominent features in the Stonewall Uprising of 1969, it being said that she threw the first brick in the riots. The Stonewall Uprising was a six-day protest against a police raid on Stonewall, a gay bar in New York. These protests were a catalyst for gay rights movements, showing a dedication to LGBTQ rights. Marsha was an African-American and a proud trans woman, having also been a drag queen. He's a great example of black history in the LGBTQ community.
As a Ghanaian, the thing that makes me proud to be a Ghanaian is Ya Sentor, also known as Ya Nana Asentor of Ghana. She was a female warrior of the Ashanti region in the Ashanti Empire, fighting in the Ashanti / Ya Sentor War against British colonialism. She led the Ashanti War when other men were too scared to. Her most known quote is, "If you, the men of Ashanti, will not go forward, then us, the women, will. I will call upon my fellow women and we will fight. We will fight till the last of us drop in the battlefields." She's my inspiration as a Ghanaian because she shows how strong us Ghanaian people are and shows the British how strong and courageous our women are and shows how strong women can be. She is a great woman to celebrate during Black History Month, and I personally think more people should know about her.
Culture Vulture. Hunter's Moon, what is it and why does the moon have different names? Strawberry moons, blue moons, harvest moons, worm moons. Each month, the full moon has a different name. On Wednesday, 20th October 2021, Hunter's Moon will be visible, known for being big and bright by the far best time to watch any full moon, including the Hunter's Moon will be as it appears on the horizon. Although its peak falls during the middle of the day, the Hunter's Moon will appear full from Monday night through to Thursday morning. Look out for it.
Southend-on-Sea to become city in honour of MP David Amess. To commemorate the life of MP Sir David Amess, who was tragically killed last Friday, the town of Southend-on-Sea is to become a city in honour of him. The Conservative MP had campaigned for many years for Southend to receive city status before his death. On Monday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the Queen has approved the change in status. Mr. Johnson said he was happy to fulfil Sir Amess's wishes.
Performing platform. This is performed by Jonah, Heidi, Olive in year 9.
This is Princess from 7.3.
Hi, it's me, a nephew, and welcome to Love Your Learning with Yahya from 9.7, speaking about geography, and Nahid from 9.5, talking about history. So Yahya, what were you learning about?
In geography, we are learning about rivers and about the structure and how it's formed.
So Yahya, tell me, what is a river?
A river is a moving body of water that flows from its source on high ground across land and then into another body of water, which could be a lake, the sea, an ocean, or even another river.
Wow, that's excellent. I never knew that. And Nahid, what have you been learning about in history?
In history, we are learning about the Windrush generation.
So Nahid, what is the Windrush generation?
The Windrush generation were people from the Caribbean islands who came onto the Windrush Empire ship to UK at Tilbury Docks to help rebuild the country after the World War II.
Wow, you are very smart. Thank you, Yahya and Nahid, and we will see you later.
Shout out!
Who will you shout out for? This is a shout out to all the talented Stepney All Saints students. The performing arts are hosting SAS Got Talent after half term. So warm up your vocal cords, put out your best dance moves, and see Miss Hall for more details.
This is Mr. Smith from the Stepney All Saints Maths Department, and this is a wild shout out to all the Year 11 studying for their mocks. Good luck, guys.
A big proud shout out to Stepney All Saints staff and students who opened their doors, hearts and minds to Ofsted last week.
Our community showcased our outstanding school and its learning. So well done, everyone.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.